back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of precious, wonderful study in the glorious truth of the eternal God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you're joining us for another time of brief study concerning the joy of living and the blessing of knowing the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessing of partaking, believing in, receiving, accepting Him into your life. Oh, beloved, I'm so glad many, many years ago, over 75 years ago, I invited Jesus into my heart. He came into my life. I guess it was 74 years ago. He gave me that gift of salvation and eternal life, and I'm never going to die. Oh, beloved, I've already passed from death into life because Jesus Christ gave me eternal life. I'm never going to die. This body that I live in, this old earth suit, oh, it's going to die. Yes, I'm going to get rid of it one of these days, praise the Lord. I'm going to move into His glorious presence, and I'm going to get rid of this old body that's infected by sin and has all kinds of problems. But praise the Lord, I have life eternal, and I'm never going to die. I've already passed from death into life, we're told in 1 John. And Jesus said in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, and we all were dead in trespasses and in sins. Ephesians chapter 2, first few verses makes clear. But, beloved, when we receive Jesus, oh, what a wonderful change, what a wonderful transformation takes place. The Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit. He does the work of salvation. He gives us the gift of eternal life. And He represents Christ living within our spirit. He makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous. We're justified through faith in Jesus Christ. We're declared righteous in the sight of God. Oh, beloved, so much, so very much is ours through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection and the life, John 11:25b. He said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Thus, beloved, the believer has life eternal and will never die. Verse 19 of John chapter 14. The following verses makes it clear that we have life eternal. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14:19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Yes, beloved, through Jesus we have life eternal. And we're going to live forever, which is included in salvation, eternal life, which is abundant life. John 10:10 says, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And, oh, beloved, it is abundant life. It is life that is glorious beyond our comprehension, a life of forgiveness, a life of peace, a life of purpose, a life of joy, a life of satisfaction, a life with a glorious future in store for us. Praise the glorious name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, I'm so glad that Christ has redeemed my life from destruction and given me salvation. It doesn't mean I don't have trouble. It doesn't mean there are no more problems. It doesn't mean I don't struggle with sin. All of those things are reality, beloved. But it does mean I can have victory in Jesus. It does mean that I can walk as more than a conqueror through Him who loved us, as Romans chapter 8 points out. Yes, beloved, more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we read in John 5, or Romans 5, verse 15, Romans 5, 15, if through the offense of one man many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace in Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. Salvation, this gift of salvation, much more, beloved, the abundant grace, that is the undeserved favor of God, and the gift of salvation and eternal life by grace, by God's undeserved favor through Jesus Christ, hath abounded, that is, it's been given abundantly unto many. Romans 5:15. Much more, beloved, that marvelous grace of God, that undeserved favor of God, comes to us through salvation. And how wonderful it is to know the amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Beloved, that song's so very, very true. The amazing grace of God and His glorious salvation. And then again, in Romans 5 and verse 17, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, which was Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace shall reign in life. Reign in life, beloved. Reign in life in the kingdom age by one, Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, and reign in life even now. That is, we can live in victory over sin now. We do not have to yield to sin now. If you will look with me to Romans chapter 6, I want you to notice that we have died to sin. When we accept Jesus as Savior in our spirit, we die to sin. Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now it's in our spirit, beloved, that we died. Boy, sin's very much alive in our flesh. That's why we struggle with it every day, because there's sin that indwells this fleshly body. And that's what Paul points out in chapter 7, as Paul says, that verse 15, for that which I do I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. What does he mean by me? Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, that is, in this flesh. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, in my spirit. I delight in God's law I love the Word of God. I find joy and rich benefit and blessing through studying and meditating on the Word of God. I delight in the Word of God in my spirit. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. You see, the law of sin is at work within this old fleshly body. And Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Then he says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can have victory over the old flesh, over the world, over Satan and his demons, through Jesus Christ, allowing him to rule and reign and live in and through my life, to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord God himself. Yes, beloved, eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to belong to the Lord. How wonderful it is to have this glorious gift of salvation, so that now I do not have to live under the control of sin and its dominion. And so he says, "How shall we that are dead to sin?" Now again, where is it that I'm dead to sin? It's in my spirit. It's not in my flesh. There's a lot of sin in my flesh, beloved. That's why the flesh has to die. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6, verse 23. And so this old flesh is going to die. But, beloved, I am not going to die. You see, we get our identity from our spirit, not from our body. Man puts the emphasis on the body, as I've mentioned before. When they take a picture of you for your driver's license, it's the body that they identify you by, what you look like. But, beloved, our true identity is our spirit, which man cannot see and which most people are not even aware of. That's where our true identity is. We're either a child of God or we're a child of the devil. We either belong to God or we're bound in trespasses and in sin and under the control of Satan and his demons. So, beloved, where is your identity? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Have you been born into the family of God? Or are you separate and apart from God? Till next time, the Lord bless you. Goodbye.